بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما نتنزل إلا بأمر ربك له ما بين أيدينا وما خلفنا وما بين ذلك وما كان ربك نسيا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما فاعبده واصطبر لعبادته هل تعلم له سميا صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and elders, we continue, and our mothers and sisters of the receiver, we continue the verses of Surah Maryam, verse number 64, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we descend only upon the command of your Rabb. To Him belongs whatever is before us, whatever is behind us, whatever is between the two, and your Rabb never forgets. This is reference to the angels saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his request, that Rasulullah asked Jibreel, why aren't you not coming down as frequent as you used to come before? Rasulullah would anticipate, would wait for Jibreel to come, because Jibreel was the carrier of the message coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a lover waits for a message to come from his beloved all the time, and some instructions and some guidance, some advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always wait for Jibreel to come. In fact, this one incident, we once Rasulullah is waiting for Jibreel, looking up, and he was not coming, until he was told that there is a pup in your house, and because of that dog, Jibreel is not entering, and then it was removed, and then Jibreel and Rasulullah came. So, in any case, Rasulullah would always anticipate and wait for wahi to come down. So he asked Jibreel, why aren't you coming down so frequently? So then this was the reply, وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. We only come down when your Rabb commands us, when Allah commands us. We don't have the power to come down. We don't have the authority to come descend whenever we feel like. Even Laylatul Qadr, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. With the permission of Allah, with the command of Allah, then only they come down. لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ وَهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ. The angel will never precede any statement until Allah Ta'ala tells them to say anything or do anything. And whatever they have been commanded, they carry it out. So, ya وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu tells Rabbiya Kareem, oh Allah Ta'ala sends down this verse, لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا وَمَا خَلْفَنَا. That whatever is in front of us, whatever is behind us, the angels, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In front of us, the future. Behind us, the past. In front of us, the earth. Behind us, the sky. Various mufassirin have given explanations. So whatever is in the world, in the skies, all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The past belongs to Allah. Present and future belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no control, only Allah has control. وَمَا كَانَ رُبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. And remember, your Rabb has not forgotten to send down any wahi. When the need arises, Allah Ta'ala sends down wahi. It's not that Allah has forgotten you. Because the mushrikeen would taunt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why another verse, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. That your Rabb has not abandoned you. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ. Allah never goes through forgetfulness. He never experiences forgetfulness. That's human nature to forget. Allah is Rabb, He is a creator. So he knows when to send down Jibreel with wahi. رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah reminds us, He is the Rabb of the skies and the earth. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Whatever is between the boat. فَاعْبُدْهُ. Therefore worship Allah alone. وَاسْتَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. And be steadfast in your worship. Ulama have explained the word وَاسْتَبِرْ. وَاسْتَبِرْ, the root letter is sabr. Sabr means to be patient, perseverant. In other words, you have to be absolutely patient, steadfast, you have to persevere in times of acute hardships. Ulama then explained a point here, that when a person needs to be constant in his ibadah, he has to be constant in his ibadah, then definitely he has to undergo some type of pain, some type of exertion, some ta'ab, some nasab. He'll experience fatigue, exhaustion. He'll have to go through some toiling, some pain, some struggle. Like how we did in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, Allah accept the Taraweeh. For us, it's like an extra effort. An extra 20 rakats. Normal time, we can't even read 17 rakats. We just read 4 Fard Isha, probably 2 Sunnah and 3 Witr. We don't have that himma to read more. But Ramadan, فَاسْطَلِرْ لِعِبَادَتِي. We were steadfast, perseverant. We underwent a little bit of mujahada, sabr. We had to wait. We don't know when the imam is going to go in ruku. He's carrying on reading. So, وَاسْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِ. If you want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's saying, وَاسْطَبِرْ, be steadfast. In other words, exert yourself. You got to persevere. And you have to experience some type of sabr in your ibadah. فَاسْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِ. And be steadfast in Allah ta'ala's worship. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَا. Do you know of any person in the world who has the same name as Allah? Never. Not in any previous nation. Not in this nation, this ummah. Never a person did it cross his mind even to keep any idol's name Allah or any other false deity Allah. Allah's name is exclusive only for Allah. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّا. Allah Ta'ala did that and وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَيْذَا مَا مِتُّ لَسُوفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّا. Man says, shall I be resurrected? After I have died, I have passed away. Is there anything as resurrection? إِذَا مَا مِتُّ when I die, لَسُوفَ أُخْرَجُ I will be removed حَيَّا alive. So Allah explains, أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانِ does man not recall أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ that we created him from before. What was he before? وَلَمْ يَكُ شِيَا he was nothing. In the womb of your mother, drop of sperm, Allah Ta'ala created you from nothing. Allah brought you into existence, human being. How did you come about? How did you exist? Or how do you exist? It is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that same Allah who brought you from non-existence into wujud, into existence, He's the same Allah after you die and your body is decomposed and decayed and bones, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather your body and Allah will raise you on the day of Qiyamah alive. فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَحْشُرَنَّهُمْ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ Then Allah ta'ala takes a qasam. فَوَرَبِّكَ by your Rabb. Allah takes a qasam. Allah says by your Rabb. Meaning Allah, qasam in his own name. We shall certainly gather them and the shayateen. We will gather the mushrikeen and the shayateen. ثُمَّ لَنُحْجِرَنَّهُمْ حَوْلَ جَهَنَّمُ جِثِيَّا Then we shall present them before Jahannam on their knees. جِثِيَّا in a squatting position on their knees. Then after all the mushrikeen and the shayateen refer to the things that they used to worship, the idols, whatever they were worshipping. ثُمَّ لَنَنْزِعَنَّ مِنْ كُلِّ شِيعَةٍ أَيُّهُمْ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الرَّحْمَنِ عِتِيَّا Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will definitely separate from every group those who are most rebellious against Rahman. So they varied in degrees of their worshipping their false deities. There were some who were more rebellious against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more disobedient from those who were lesser disobedient, but all were disobedient, all rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala will then sift them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring every person, the shayateen, not only the idols, even the shayateen, who that misled man by causing insinuations. Of course, shaitan has got many other people under him, which is known the plural shayateen. So they misled mankind. So they will also be brought and they will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah as to the ones they misled and why did they mislead them. So ulama have mentioned that the shaitan and the people who he misled will be chained together. فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ They will be partnered. And then Allah will bring them where? In front of Jahannam, on their knees, to bring more humiliation to them. One is just push a person into his punishment. One is showing this is going to be your punishment. The horror is more. The person becomes more afraid, more scared, more alarmed, more terrified. He just wishes, let me get over this thing. But the more now they experience, this is what we're going to do to you. Why did you reject us? There'll be interrogation, humiliation. So there'll be sifting now, and Allah Ta'ala will then separate from every group those who are more rebellious against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this manner, the kuffar again also, they will be classified according to their level of disobedience. in Jahannam, according to the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more rebellious you were against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more severe will be the punishment. Allah ta'ala save us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then only we will know best. ثُمَّ لَنَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ We will know best بِالَّذِينَ regarding those whom أَوْلَى بِهَا who are more deserving of Jahannam, siliya, in entering Jahannam. We know who is most deserving of gaining admission into Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala thereafter says, وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا That every single one of you, you refer to the whole mankind, Muslims, non-Muslim, believers, non-believers, every single, each one of you has to cross Pul Sirat. There is this bridge over Jahannam. Every person has to go over this bridge. So it is as though you are entering Jahannam. It is across Jahannam. وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا No person will be spared. Every Nabi has to go across. Every single Nabi. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam will stand there and they will make dua for the ummah. And in one narration, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma sallim, sallim, as the ummah is going past, Allah, take it easy, make it easy for my ummah to cross. So every person, kana ala rabbika hatman maqadiyya, this is a decreed command of your Rabb. Allah, it's a hatmi fasla. Allah has made it binding. He's taken a promise. It is a decree. He has decided. Maqadiyya is decided that I am going to make every person cross over Jahannam. Now in Jahannam there will be huge hooks. The word in Arabic, kalalib. Huge hooks. Like big cranes. Huge, mighty cranes. With a fork. And as the people are going across, of course, the believers, like the speed of lightning, like a wind, like a very fast horse, like a fast sprinter, there'll be those who'll be just walking across. There'll be those who'll be just crawling across. So there will be some people, of course, disbelievers will fall into Jahannam. They will fall into Jahannam. From the believers, there were those who would cross like with the speed of lightning and just and go across. But there will be those for makhdushan. They will be slightly scratched. Najin, they'll make it. But there will be others that will fall down. Mukardas, makdus, makdush. These are various words that come. They will be falling to Jahannam. They will be scratched by the hook. They will be pulled out by the hook, thrown into Jahannam. They will be piled in Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us. So those believers who also fall into Jahannam, Allah do not make us go into Jahannam. But those believers who go into Jahannam, they will go through a punishment period which is called Tathir, and thereafter Allah will remove them. Ultimately, every person who has even an iota of Iman, Allah will remove him and put him into Jannah. The last person, the last believer to be removed from Jahannam. There are quite a few narrations with slight variation in the wordings, but the sum total, the gist of those narrations is the last person Allah will remove him. Just on the brinks of Jahannam. And then he will feel the cool breeze or he'll see a tree. And he'll beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, can you just take me to this towards this tree only? Allah will say, Ibn Adam, man, you are asking me this, I will give you this, then you'll ask me for more. You're a ghaddar. You keep on breaking your promise. He says, Ya Allah, I'll never ask you anything else. Allah will take him to one tree. In some narration, it's a smaller tree. Beautiful. Now he's getting closer to Jannat. He sees another tree. Again, Ya Allah. Allah says, see, what you told me just now. In any case, Allah Ta'ala brings him further to the next tree. Then finally, he comes right till the entrance of Jannah. And he look at the people in Jannah, the bounties of Jannah, and everybody enjoying. That just mouth begins to water now. Allah will tell him, whatever you see in front of you, times 10 is yours. In reply, أَتَسْتَهَزِئُ بِي وَأَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ Ya Allah, you're mocking me when you are Rabbul Alameen. You're joking with me. You're making fun of me. Allah says, that whole thing is yours, go. He will think it is full. But Allah will give him 10 times what he sees. This is the last person who come out of Jahannam. Imagine those people who go at Dukhul Awwali, those who enter Jannat first, what will be their position? May Allah give us the highest of position in Jannah. So wa in minkum illa wariduha, that every one of you has to pass Pul Sirat. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu recited this verse and he began to weep the entire night. He couldn't continue. But he thought, Ya Allah, wa in minkum illa wariduha. How am I going to make it? So he read the verse and he began to cry and cry and cry. So his wife was there, so she saw her husband crying. So she couldn't take it. So she also started crying. Now after some time he asked her, why are you crying? She says, I don't know, you crying, you're making me cry. Why are you crying? Why are you kick? He said, This verse, why minkum illa wari? I don't know if I'll make it or not. Imagine, this was Sahaba. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu was not a normal person. He was a very great Sahabi of Rasulullah. Made shaheed in battle of Muta. He was one of the poets of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah Ta'ala says again, see, after Allah took azab and punishment, immediately, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُوا الظَّالِمِينَ فِي هَجِثِيَا. Then Allah says, then we shall rescue those who had taqwa, who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we shall leave the oppressors there in Jahannam on their knees. So oppressors refers to the kuffar, the disbelievers. Thereafter Allah subhanahu talks about the disbelievers. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلِيْمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيًّا. See, the disbelievers, they looked at their material possessions. That's how a disbeliever looks. الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ. The dunya is a prison for the believer. Can't do this, you can't do that, you're restricted. You can't eat anything, you could only eat certain things which is halal. Haram you can't eat, you can't do this, you can't go there. You're restricted. But for a kafir, there's no restriction. He does as he is, jannat for him. But in the akhirat, he gets jahannam and we get jannat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these disbelievers looked at the material possessions. They looked how many family members they had, how big a family they had, how many sons, how many children. They based their position and value and significance according to the material possessions they had. If I had more money, more wealth, and I was more prominent in society, then I'm a better person than the next person. And the fact that I'm getting so much means that Allah likes me more than you. The believers were poor. Muhajirin didn't have anything. So the disbelievers will say, Allah says, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلِيمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ. When our verses are recited to them, our clear verses, the disbelievers tell the believers, they mock them. And they say, which of the two groups, us or you, are better in position? خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا. In position. You are downtrodden people. You don't have any position in society. وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيًّا. Who has got a finer gathering? Whose majlis is better? Who's got more people around them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, having big gatherings and more people, members in your club, and having material possessions and positions in this world means nothing. Like our mashaykh, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, hum aise rahe ya ki waise rahe. Waha dekhna hai kaise rahe. In this dunya, people might call you Hazrat. People might call you big titles and all. And you may have prominent society. You may be called this, you may be called that. Dr. Saab, Hazrat Saab, Qari Saab, Hazrat Sheikh. Waha dekhna hai. Where? When you pass the test and Allah gives you Jannah. That's what you call success. Then you deserve titles, not here. Khair. Allah says, in the past, wa kam ahlakna qablahum min qar. How many a nation did we destroy before this mushrikeen of Makkah? And those people whom ahsanu athatha wa ri'ya, they were better in resources and in appearance. They were more good looking in appearance. They had more resources. They had more wealth. People like Samud. They were carved homes in mountains. They were huge, mighty. Allah says, we destroy them, so we don't look at that. Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa amwalikum, walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum. Allah Ta'ala does not look at your outer appearance. Allah does not look at your bank balance, how much of money you got. All that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Allah always says, and give sadaqah or zakat from the money that we have, from the rosy which we have provided for you. It belongs to Allah. Allah just gave it to us to use in His world. قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الضَّلَالَةِ فَلْيَمْدُدْ لَهُ الرَّحْمَانُ مَدَّا. Say, Allah Ta'ala says, say, Allah shall grant respite. فَلْيَمْدُدْ مَدَدْ Respite here. Allah shall grant respite to those who are astray. فِي الضَّلَالَةِ So the person is astray. Allah gives him rope. Allah gives him respite. Carry on, carry on, carry on. حَتَّى إِذَا رَأُوا مَا يُعَدُونَ Until when they witness that which was promised to them, إِمَّا الْعَذَابَ وَإِمَّا السَّاعَ either punishment in this world or qiyamah, فَسَيَعْلَمُونَ Then they will know مَنْ هُوَ شَرُّ مَكَانَ وَأَضْعَفُ جُنْدًا Who was in a worse position and who had the weakest army. They thought they had a better army. They thought they had more in numbers. They thought they had more material possessions. They thought they had more beauty. They thought they had more numbers. Allah will say, now we say who's shar and who's better. You thought the believers were sharun makanan. You thought the believers, they were weak. They didn't have position. They didn't have material things. They were poor. Now who's the winner? Who are the successful ones? So Allah says, in dunya Allah gives respite. Istidraj it is called. Istidraj. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبَوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ In the dunya, Rasul said, if you see a person in dunya is given plentiful of dunya, is given and more and more and more and more, that's not a sign that he's very good and he's beloved in the eyes of Allah when he's doing wrong. If he's a sinner and he's been getting plentiful still, and outwardly you see he's got so many cars and he's enjoying himself and built this house and that property and going overseas and holiday and he's having fun. And me, I'm reading namaz and doing all good things, but I'm going through difficulties. That is istidraj for him. Rope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dheel, Allah unko dheel deta hai. Carry on, carry on, carry on. When Allah gives them respite, Allah opens for them, فَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah opened doors of everything, of pleasures and treasures. خُوب مَزَاكُرَ When suddenly Allah catches them, seizes them, grips them, suddenly, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ Then they are dumbfounded. They stand with their mouths gaping wide, shocked. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then you will see who's weaker in army, who's weaker in strength. وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا هُدَى وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ مَرَدًّا Allah says, Allah will increase the guidance of those who are rightly guided. Those, the believers, they have iman. Allah will increase the guidance of those who are rightly guided. An increase in guidance means an increase in the iman, the level of the iman, the strength of the iman goes higher and higher and more brighter. There is more nur of his iman. So the more nur you have of your iman, the stronger your iman, that will lead you to do good deeds, righteous deeds. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْ هُدَى Those who are already on hidayat, the believers, they because they are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah increases the nur of the iman. When this happens, they will do good deeds. And وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ That is referring to salihat, righteous deeds, they are baqiyat, that which is remaining. What is meaning? That the lasting good deeds, this good deeds remaining, meaning you'll get the full reward of it in the hereafter. Some ulama give tafsir of baqiyat, salihat, and some tafsir, tasbihat, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, the azkar we make, which is extremely powerful, extremely beneficial, as I mentioned that day. In Jannah, the only nadamat and hasrat, a jannati will have, the only regret, that 1 second I wasted in the dunya, one more subhanAllah, I could have said, one more tree I would have got. So say subhanAllah now again. One tree already for us, inshallah. So baqiyatu salihat, those good deeds which will be remaining, meaning the reward you will get in the akhirat. Well, but it is better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reward, and wa khayrum maradda, it is best in terms of returns or consequences. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, we stop here and continue tomorrow if Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Simple lessons that let us not become beguiled with the external things we see of this world and the luxury and comfort some people may be enjoying if they are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sometimes Allah ta'ala, to a believer who is obeying Allah, either he gets plentiful of dunya also, and sometimes he doesn't get dunya, he gets just. The hadith of Rasulullah SAW comes to mind. Four types of people. With the students in madrasa, I say, the first one is a rich malisab. Because hadith says he has ilm and mal, both. Allah gave him knowledge also, Allah gave him wealth also. So he uses both for the sake of deen. He uses money on the poor, the needy, for good acts, and of course he gets sawab. And knowledge also, he passes it to others. Then you get the second, I say, the bichara malisab, like us. So Allah has given him knowledge, inshallah, give me knowledge, give us both, Allah, we make shukr to Allah. Whatever ni'mat we have, must make shukr to Allah. Never make nashuk. Sometimes jokingly we say something, Allah must never become naras. We make shukr for every single Allah ni'mat Allah has given us. So the second person, Allah has given him knowledge, but not wealth like the first person. But he is so sincere in his intention that if I had wealth like that first person, then I would have also genuinely give sadaqah and donations to masjid, to madrasa, to poor, needy. I would have built a musafir khana, I would have given Quran. Because he is sidq, he's honest in his intention, so for ajruhuma sawa, Allah says both get same reward in the akhirat. Then you get another two types of people. Allah save us. The worst is whom Allah has not given knowledge, and Allah has given him plentiful of dunya. So Allah hasn't given him knowledge, no knowledge of deen, he's a jahil. But Allah has given him dunya, but the dunya, he does not use it in the correct way. He uses it for all haram things. He wastes his wealth in haram. He does not get the tawfiq of using it for the sake of Allah and building his akhirah. Akhbathul manazil, worst. But there's another person, another group of people, whom Allah hasn't given knowledge, and Allah hasn't given them wealth also. But they are, in their intention, this intention they have, that if Allah gave us wealth, we would have done same like this person whom Allah gave so much of wealth, and he's building a casino, and he's going here to gambling, and he's spending on haram things. We would have also done the same. For wizruhuma sawa, both people, both groups, their sin is the same. Allah save us. So see, niyat is so important. You must have a genuine niyat, even though you did not have it, but your niyat was genuine and sincere. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person will give one kisratun, piece of bread, small piece of bread you give in charity. You give with such good intention on the day of Qiyamah, or it is mentioned in hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nurtures that piece of bread, like how a person nurtures his foal, pony, until it becomes a good solid horse. Like that, this little bread is multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until on the day of Qiyamah, he sees it so huge like Mount Uhud. And he gets that type of sawab. All on intention. That is why we had Nazir Mawlana Ibrahim Khan's bayan today, that اتَّقُوا النَّارِ وَلُوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. Protect yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even though you're giving a piece of date. You don't have more than that. Only a piece of date you give in charity, you give to some person who didn't have, by that can actually save you from the fire of Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand, it's not if somebody has got material possessions and he's got taqwa and he's got wara and he's got ilm, mashallah, that's ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ, mentioned the other night. But because it's important, and repetition will only strengthen our iman and give us more tawfiq. Sometimes you heard one bayan, but you didn't get tawfiq of doing amal. 10 years later, again you heard. Sometimes it's amazing. There's somebody will say, what a bayan he gave, man. And he said this point, but I'm thinking, every day I'm saying the same thing. That's true. We said it so many times. At home also. I say, I'm saying the same thing all the time. But see, that Mawlana gives that point. See, hidayat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was one Arab person. Very wealthy man. He'd come to this masjid on one Jumu'ah in the time of Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullahi. Mawlana gave his normal Jumu'ah khutbah. All he said in the bayah, in the khutbah, وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ دَارُ الْحَيَوَانِ. That touched this Arab person to such an extent, he fell in love with Mawlana. It's a long story after that. How he really began to change. So hidayat comes to a person in different ways. Sometimes your heart is not so open, but later on Allah Ta'ala opens it and gives you tawfiq and hidayat. So I was saying that the poor Sahaba came to Rasulullah s.a.w. and complained, Ya Rasulullah s.a.w., you know, we're reading Salat, and the rich Sahaba also reading Salat, so equal, both getting rewards. We fast, and they also fasting, equal rewards. But they're giving sadaqah, charity, we don't have money. They are beating us. So I said, look at the Sahaba. Their goal was what? Not dunya, akhirat. How I can also gain in the akhirat? He's got that amal, I must also do it. So I can also gain my akhirat. Dunya was not in front of the eyes at all. Came, it came, didn't come, didn't come. They will make sabar. The sahabiyas, the sahabiyat, the women folk, when in the morning when the husband will go out to work, they would say, go out and earn halal. Don't bring one morsel of haram. Of course, sahaba will never do that. But listen, for us it is. They would say, فَإِنَّا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعُ وَلَا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمُ. We will be able to endure hardship and hunger and poverty, but we won't be able to endure the fire of Jahannam. Don't bring one morsel of haram into our bellies. Go and earn halal. Akhirat was the fikr. So in any case, Rasulullah told him, okay, I'll teach you something. You do this, inshallah, then you'll also get great reward. Read 33 times, subhanallah, 33 times, alhamdulillah, and 34 times. Some rewrite got 33 times also, but some got 34. We take the one, 34 Allah times, Allahu Akbar, after every salat. Do this and you'll also get the same sawab but do what they are giving in charity. So immediately they started. What a great thing. Now you're also going to score in a big way. And they started making wazifa. So the rich sahaba are seeing these people, mashallah, what they're doing. But what you're reading? Subhanallah 33 times, alhamdulillah 33 times, Allah Akbar 34 times, and we get so much of reward. So the rich sahaba also started doing it. So when they also started doing it, the poor sahaba came to Rasulullah s.a.w. Ya Rasulullah, now they also started reading that. Now what must we do? Nabi Al-Kareem said, ذَلِكَ فَضُّ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. See, that is the favor of Allah Ta'ala. Some people Allah Ta'ala give them extra dunya, some people give them less dunya. Allah knows best. Sometimes if the poor person had a lot of dunya, it could make him transgress the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes a rich person, if Allah made him poor, it could lead him to kufr. So Allah got his, and they are testing everything. Therefore, whatever we have, we make shukr. Our goal must be the akhirat. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Jahannam, of course. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mean become so despondent. I'm finished. I mentioned last night, so much have hopes in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imanu bayna al-khufi wa raja. But you don't sit relax and say, no, Allah is ghafur rahim, Allah will forgive me, and everything. Mawlana said, the last person will come out. The last person. You don't know how long he'll be in Jahannam. Allah save us. That's why we always make dua. Allah make us enter Jannat bighir hisab kitab. Once Rasulullah was explaining the fazilat, it's a long story, if you don't have the time now, of certain group of people who will enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. One sahabi, see, if I told who wants to go to Jannat immediately, they might, people still think, I got work to do, I got to get that balance, that investment is coming. Like everybody say, Ya Allah, give me mawt in Madina Sharif. Our Hazrat Mawlana told us once that they were there and this person was very sick. So he said, Hazrat, not now, I'm not ready. Please, I want to go back home, I'm going to see my wife, children, and all that, not now. You must be ready. You're making dua, whatever happens, you must be ready to go. What was I saying? I forgot. Ah, 70,000 will enter Jannah without any reckoning. The Sahabi stood up immediately. Ukasha bin Mihsan radiallahu ta'ala. Ya Rasulullah, ud'u Allah an akuna minhum. Ya Rasul, make dua, I am from them. Rasulullah said, you are from him. You are from them. Another person stood up. And make dua, I am also. Nabi said, he beat you. He just beat you. Ulama explained that it was time for Qabuliyat, or probably the second person didn't have the qualities full as the first person. So he didn't make the grade as yet. But 70,000 entering Jannah without any hisab kitab. So see the shock, the zaq, raghbat, shock to see Akhirah, to meet Allah, as we mentioned last night, that Allah says the abrar, the pious servants, they have that longing to meet Allah. Allah says, I got even more longing to meet them. Man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ah. Wa man kariha liqa'a Allah, kariha Allahu liqa'ah. That person who's not ready to leave dunya, he's clinging onto dunya. He's holding onto dunya. The love he has for dunya, ulama explain, ka ummin li waladiha. Like a mother latches herself to her children, holds her close. That muhabbat, the man is holding onto his dunya. He can't part with his dunya. So we have to give up this, work for the akhirat. Allah knows our condition. So there is zaruriyat of dunya. We have to live. But we don't become obsessed. This is the problem. It doesn't hit us. We don't realize. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Kar le ab jo karna hai akhir maut hai. We'll all see, you know, akhirat and janaza. And, you know, he left everything. He took nothing with him. So what are you doing, brother? Believe me, nobody say you can't invest for your children, grandchildren. But don't invest everything. Because what happens? You invest, then you are gone, then your son comes, then he also increases the investment, he never uses anything, then he's gone, then the grandson does the same thing and carries on there. Nobody uses the money. What is your money? Ma qaddam. What is the money of yours? Ma akhar. What you send forward for the akhirat in terms of sadaqah, charity, helping, that is your wealth you have fixed for the akhirat. You know, once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the sahaba, slaughter an animal and give all the meat into sadaqah. So they disappeared and came. Nabi said, ma baqiya, what's left? They said, katif. Or just a shoulder. Nabi said, ma baqiya illa katifwa. Now everything remains besides the shoulder. What is the meaning of this? Everything remains. See, baqiya al-sawiyat. Everything remains. The reward of everything is established, fixed. We got the reward because all what we gave in charity, the reward of that has remained. We got it. But the shoulder is still outstanding. That we didn't give as sadaqah as yet, that reward we haven't got. The rest, baqi, we got it. So this is the jazba you must have. This is the heart you must have. So this shu'ur that one day we are going to leave this world. And we have to prepare for maut, muraqabah of maut. أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِنِ اللَّذَّاتِ يَعْنِي الْمَوْتِ Rasulullah said that maut ko kasrat se yaad karo. I mentioned a few times already, Hazrat Morana Shahid, Damat Barakatum, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah, his son-in-law. I asked him now in Madinah Sharif, Hazrat, what Hazrat Shaykh? Tell me something about Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah, nasiyat. He said, jo bhi Hazrat se poochte the nasiyat, Hazrat do baat farmate the. Ek kasrat maut, aur dusri baat, kasrat durood sharif. Read abundant durood sharif. Abundant durood sharif. I mentioned this Ramadan. Read, go to town with durood sharif. Har waqt durood sharif, durood sharif, durood sharif. Every mokka you get, read durood sharif. And the other one, maut ko kasrat se yaad karo. When you think more of maut, the reality dawns upon you, then you get scared. Hey, I have to prepare. Otherwise, it is as though no maut is coming to you. So you continue in your life, it carries on till next Ramadan again. Mashallah, do something. After Ramadan, you go back to your same habits, everything. You carry on, as though you are not going to experience maut. But when it comes suddenly, then you realize, are we prepared to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have we got that amal? Have we got that taqwa? Are we ready? All the Quran, Sunnah, bayans we heard, how much have we brought into life, into amal? If we're not ready, then now we must make full irada, pakka irada, azam. We start small, we can't just jump now. Slowly, start something, but you got to start. And you got to get guidance. You cannot do it on your own. Believe me, it's very difficult. Even as ulama, we need guidance all the time. We need to make mashura, we need to make mudhakara, we need to remind ourselves, we need to check the kitab of the mashayikh, the buzughani did, see what they did, how they did, we go back to them, consult them. So if you make a firm resolution that now I need to really work towards the akhirah, take a few steps. Then believe me, you see how Allah opens ways. Allah opens such ways. And now you're going further and you think, why I wasted all my time? I could have done this all these years, I would have gone even more further. Because one good deed draws another good deed. One neki pulls another neki. So you do one good deed, Allah gives you tawfiq of another good deed. And then it continues in this way. So for example, before you were not coming early to the masjid, now you're coming early to the masjid, it's a good deed. Now when you came early to the masjid, what are you going to do? You look at the board, every person comes, every day you look in the board, it's okay, no notice, nothing. You look at the same pamphlet about 10 times, you read it. But now read it with amal. So who's okay, who's bayan? So it finished. So everybody enters, two things you look at. Janaza and nikah. This is a lesson from this. Today your nikah, tomorrow janaza. Sometimes your janaza takes before your nikah. It's not possible. But meaning, you were proposed, and your nikah was set for a certain date, and before you knew it, your maut already came. So we must be prepared all the time. That is why Rasul said, a smart person. We are in the smart zamana, smart phone, smart this. He said, a smart person. Al-kayyis, aqalmand, hoshyar admi. Kaun hai? Man dara nafsahu. The person who suppresses his desires. Wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. Or, maut ki tayyari karta hai. He prepares for the life after that. Wal-ajiz, bewakuf kaun hai? Man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allah. He just follows his whims and fancies, what mentioned yesterday, shahwat. And he says, I have hopes in Allah, Allah is ghafurim, Allah will forgive me. No, Allah has got a system. Allah wants us to make that effort. Yes, He is Ghafur Rahim. We cannot do exactly how Allah wants, but He'll pardon us. But show the initiative. There's children in school or madrasa. He's not so sharp, he's weak, but he's trying, he's making an effort. Ustad sees him. Ustad feels sorry for him, helps him, gets somebody to teach him. Ustad passes him, no, he worked hard. Man. But the other person doesn't care at all, doesn't come to class, absconding, truanting, doesn't care. You think the Ustad will have any mercy for him? He's a failure. Let us not become failures. We all have the potential. Believe me, we all have the isti'adad. That seed is there in our heart. We need to nourish it, grow it. And then inshallah Allah will give us the full iman and become calm in mu'mineen. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. There is no second program tonight. Besides, we are very, very tired, but our youngsters, a lot of youth, and some of the youngsters sitting for itikaf, I promised them all these days, they want to ask me various questions normally every year we have. And it's a very inspiring, very interesting session that we have, but it's not for elderly, mashallah. These are for the young boys. I allowed them to ask me whatever is worrying them. And believe me, there have been such things that came about that I realized how important it is to look after our youngsters, to hold them by the shoulder, to comfort them, to guide them. Otherwise they will be lost, and they are innocent and they need to know solutions. So now we are here, so I'm giving them a special time tonight, inshallah. By I think around 10 o'clock, inshallah, we'll have our session, inshallah. Not over the mic, on the individual. But the rest of us also, please, we should try and spend our time in ibadah. If you want to rest, you rest. Ramadan is not over. Ramadan is not over. Still tomorrow, 29th night. Again, possibility of Laylatul Qadr. And it is the last odd night. It could be the last night also of Ramadan. Allah knows best. So you prepare for tomorrow. So those remaining behind, even our youngsters sitting for itikaf, it's not a session to make noise and joke and please, we came so far, let us not spoil the last part. The last part, now you don't spoil. If you're tired, go and rest. You're hungry, you go and eat. But don't disturb any person. And we can't take a rest. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali was very, very easy. You always say it, but now you take some rest. Why? So you prepare for the next big event. The last flight is about to take. So we need to get ready for the last flight, inshallah. So 10 o'clock for those sitting for itikaf, the youngsters and any other youth who wish to join, that they can, whatever comes to mind, some beneficial advice of Abu Zughani Deen or some question. Sometimes something is worrying us. Sometimes the person asks a simple thing. It's simple for us, but we realize it's big for him. And how often it happened, like we have in Talim with our Mu'takifin every year, Masail of Wudu, Ghusl, all these masai, because sometimes you may be 60 years reading your salat, but your posture was not right. You didn't read something right. We even have mudakara of the last 10 surahs, so to get that right at least. And sometimes your wudu was not correct. Sometimes your ghusl was not correct. A certain masai, we just take it for granted. Simple thing, something which is non-porous, the water does not penetrate through. You've got paint on your finger, you didn't realize, you just made wudu. Or you made ghusl, and you didn't wash it out. Your ghusl wasn't made. So you were not pak, and you read namaz in that way. So these are masail, but now we don't have time. We had already the sessions in the morning. By our deen, we've got so much to learn and learn and learn and learn and learn and learn. There is no end. And believe me, Mr. Google and all can never help you. Wallah, it only helps you when you're researching, especially for the ulama and students for a certain level. Not for everybody else. You will get lost. You go astray sometimes. Believe me, some of the sites are not by Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And you will read those things and you will get carried away and you will not know. You just see a question, hey, same thing, what do you mean? This is the answer. Oh, it's so simple. What did give me as wrong fatwas? You will get misled. This is shaitan. I can't explain more. People think Morana is too narrow-minded and backward. Believe me, every day we sing these things. Ask the students they are here with us. It's not easy. It's not a joke. Ilm is something. It's a khazana. And you got to get it from the right people. And we all make mistakes. Sometimes I can give a wrong masla, then somebody corrects me, then quickly we go and rectify ourselves. It's a learning process. So may Allah give us tawfiq. It's not just Arabic. It's another craze. Learn Arabic. Why? When I go for Umrah, hey, I can get my way. One person learned some Arabic. He went for some Arabic class here. I'm not against those classes, please. So he went. Now he needed to, those days you had to, your ticket, reconfirm your ticket. Now all that is finished now. So he had to go to the travel agent. So he learned matar means airport. He told the taxi, matar. The taxi went, took him to the airport. He said, no, matar. He said, hada matar. And he didn't know how to say travel agent and exactly what he needed. So he just learned matar and he went by matar. Lucky he didn't say matar. Matar means rain. Things to learn. MashaAllah, we learn a little bit Arabic and say, kifa halat. Halat also in Urdu. Kaif halat. MashaAllah. So, it's not Arabic. Believe me, I love Arabic. Ask my students. That's my passion. I love it. But that's not everything. You use it to understand Quran, Hadith. But just to learn Arabic in the language and then you open yourself and I'll check. Believe me, I am telling you. Good luck to those people who feel otherwise. I show the students many times, many examples in the class. Tell me now. Without having checking so many resources and coming to this answer and understanding, how would somebody who just learned a little bit Arabic and he'll give you the tafsir? Impossible. Impossible. You have to read the scholarly works of so many great people. Al-Mufti Shafi'i Sahib, rahmatullahi, his Ma'arif al-Quran is a masterpiece. After so many years of research, besides that, the taqwa, the wara, the Muttaqi people, day and night, in dhikr, azkar, they were in the company of great people like Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. We don't have any sohbat. We only got sohbat. And we think, mashallah, hey, I'm very good. Speaking a few words, it doesn't impress. But I'm not bragging. We've got students in our madrasa who can speak better Arabic than some of the Arabs even. And the Arabs hear them, ah, Allah, aina darastum? Where did you study? That's madrasa, finish. But that's not the end. Even our students, I keep on telling, don't ever think Arabic now you punch guy. No. We have the tazkiyah of the heart. Amal has to come into my life. I don't have it. Allah give me, give all of us. But this is a reality. We have to speak about this because nobody is saying anything. We're not against A, B, C. I don't ever take any person's name, nothing. We have to do what is haq and try and guide. Tomorrow Allah must not catch us on the day of Qiyamah. You was aware, you saw this, you let the people go astray. We all have to cross pulse it up, isn't it? So my job is to people, inshallah, to best, to guide. I'm not the most perfect, or I'm not perfect at all, I'm not the best person there. If I cannot, believe me, Lord, ask that Mufti, I go there and check with this, finish. And let me know the answer also. Because we all learn. Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali, such a great giant in knowledge. Believe me, such a great giant. Unbelievable knowledge he had. Somebody asked him one question, La Adri. Next question, La Adri. 12 questions, I don't know. And genuinely, he didn't know, so he said, I don't know. He was not shy to say, I don't know. But to just prove something, give some answer, and just to make like, you know everything, that is very dangerous. And believe me, you cannot understand the Quran on its own. You can't. You have to know sababun nuzul, why this verse came down. What's the whole story behind it? You have to know seerah also. You have to know the history, why, what happened there, what transpired. And is this narration that is coming for this particular incident, the authentic narration, or is it not authentic? Now you can know all those things. So Allah give us understanding, Allah give us tawfiq of finding masail, fatawa. All this is not for show, and to prove something that we are better. No. is to bring into our life so that we try our best to present our amal in the most perfect way as shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we also, we follow number one, Quran, then hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah, the hadith. It's not that we're only following Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi wasallam. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah was not a small student. Believe me, if I go on that thing, all his four imams of jurisprudence, Imam, my son Munawzefa, 2 years ago, last year it was, he spoke on Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah's biography. Then Imam Malik rahmatullah, Imam Shafi rahmatullah, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, they were great, 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 great giants. Giants they were. Why did they bring about this fiqh? How they brought this masail? How will you know if you just take one Bukhari Sharif hadith or one Muslim Sharif hadith? How are you going to know how to read namaz? Don't get beguiled. You take one hadith. Hey, you're doing wrong. This is how it's supposed to be. These people did all the work for us. Ready made. All we need to is follow it. And now we become so clever. Now we're finding false Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. And he said, no, he just followed his own rai. Hey, don't play with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to follow something, but don't mislead people. May Allah give me tawfiq, give us tawfiq. May Allah protect me, may Allah protect my life, give me iman. Allah give me maut on iman, and Allah make us true leaders who will guide the ummah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Sharif. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu laka shukru kulluhu la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذو القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله give us the true summage of deen my Allah give us the faqahat of deen my Allah make us follow deen correctly my Allah don't make us follow whims and fancies my Allah يا الله before mawt comes to us my Allah يا الله make us follow deen properly my Allah make us lead the people correctly my Allah Don't make us become dhalin mudhillin. Don't make us go astray. Don't make us lead others astray, my Allah. Protect us from giving wrong maslahs and fatwas and wrong answers, my Allah. Grant us hikmat, my Allah. Grant us hikmat, my Allah. Make us give the right answers, the right solutions, my Allah. Guide us, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah, ya Allah, needs your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this day and age, when there's so much of fitan, my Allah, in different forms, my Allah, even in the form of deen, my Allah, taking away people far away from you, my Allah. Don't make us be like that, my Allah. Make us be on haqq, my Allah. Make us be among those people, my Allah, who will be always standing up on haqq and hidayat, my Allah, with love and muhabbat, my Allah. He will win the people and draw them towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq of doing a'mal salihah. Ya Allah, make us be amongst wa yazeedullahu alladheena ihtadaw huda. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, increase our iman, my Allah. Increase the intensity, the nur of our iman, my Allah. And give us tawfiq of doing a'mal saliha. Baqiyatu salihat, my Allah. So that when we go into the qabr, my Allah, we see the rewards of our good deeds. So that on hashar, my Allah, we see the rewards of our good deeds. Multiplied immensely, my Allah. So that we enter Jannat, my Allah. Through your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, and you raise our ranks in Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, you become happy with us, my Allah. Don't make us become gumrah, my Allah. Protect us from dalala, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your taste of your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to just be mad in your love, my Allah. Your love must be dominant in our heart, my Allah. We must give ithar and tarjih, my Allah, and preference, my Allah, to your love, to your obedience, over every other obedience, my Allah. Over every other thing, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, these mubarak nights, ya Allah, are leaving now, my Allah. Tomorrow, just one more odd night remains, my Allah. Ya Allah, if Laylatul Qadr has not taken place, and if it is tomorrow, grant it to us, my Allah. And Allah, if it has already passed, my Allah, then ya Allah, even then, my Allah, make us be among those who are fortunate to have got it, my Allah. Ya Allah, on the last night of Ramadan, we've read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that ya Allah, you emancipate that amount of souls that you emancipated throughout the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, free our souls from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, qiyamah, ya Allah, the ashrat of sa'ah, my Allah. Ya Allah, the signs of qiyamah, my Allah. The minor signs all have appeared, my Allah. When the major signs will appear, you alone know best, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from Dajjal. Protect us from all the fitnas before Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like beads of a necklace, when the string is broken, one after the other to be followed in succession by Allah. We have read in the hadith of Rasulullah that a fitna will swipe a person off his feet, it will push him off his feet, and he will think this is going to destroy him. Before that fitna can even completely go away, the next fitna hits him so heavy, and he says, "Hadihi muhlikati, hadihi muhlikati." This is the one that's going to finish me. This is the one that's going to destroy me. And before that fitna even finishes, the third fitna is lashing already. Fitna upon fitna upon fitna, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have seen in technology the fitna, my Allah. Ya Allah, your dushman have come into our pockets in your masjid, my Allah. Ringing tones, musical tones has come in the masjid, my Allah. Causing no frown on the people's faces even, my Allah. Ya Allah, if this is not azab, what is it, my Allah? Protect us, my Allah. Videos, my Allah, in our pockets, my Allah. Brought into the masjid, my Allah. In front of the Rosa Mubarak, my Allah. What pain my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going through, my Allah. We are trying to make As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. When the Ummadis are showing their cell phones, my Allah. And they've got all different things on their cell phones, my Allah. Pictures and pictures and pictures in pictures, my Allah. Haramain Sharifain has become like a marketplace now, my Allah. Ya Allah, imagine who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sahaba. If Umar ibn Khattab was present, what would have happened, my Allah? Ya Allah, there's no Umar today, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, give us hidayat. Give the Ummah hidayat, my Allah. Give the Ummah hidayat, my Allah. We're not understanding what we're doing, my Allah. Allah, anybody who is against it, my Allah, he's backward, he's narrow-minded, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, before heavy fitnas come upon us, my Allah, if mort is better for us, my Allah, then give it to us, my Allah. Allah, don't make us become a means and be consumed with fitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is too frightening, my Allah. What will our nasal do, my Allah? Our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, do in ki hifazat farma. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Wa ja'alna lil muttaqin imama, ya Allah, in this masjid tonight, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Allah, we begging you to protect our iman. The iman of all of our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, their children, grandchildren, the entire progeny till the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Sabki hifazat farma. Let not one person go astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, make all of them mu'mineen, kamileen, my Allah. Make them muslimin, muslimat, mu'mineen, mu'minat, qaniteen, qanitan, sadiqeen, sadiqat, sabireen, sabirat. خاشعين خاشعات متصدقين متصدقات صائمين صائمات حافظين فروجهم الحافظات make them ذاكرين الله كثير والذاكرات يا الله prepare for them جنت my Allah يا الله هم تو بہت کمزور ہیں يا الله we only speaking my Allah that is to your fazal we making shukr my Allah it was the حقیقت in our lives now my Allah when موت is going to come we do not know my Allah you alone know best how much خدمت you will take from us my Allah Whatever khidmat you will take, Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat manau, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, forgive us, guide us, give us barakat, give us happiness, give us hayat al-tayyiba, my Allah. Ya Allah, give our ulama'i jazai khair, my Allah. Strengthen the ulama'i haqq, my Allah. Make all of us children ulama'i rabbaniyun, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide me, Allah, whatever wrong I have said, Ya Allah, I'm asking you for forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all sides, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of enemies, my Allah. Protect us from the sharp of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasid of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. From the kaid of the a'da and the mujrimeen, my Allah. From the makr and fareb, my Allah. Ya Allah, if they want to harm us in any way, Ya Allah, repel that harm, my Allah. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Allahumma ihfazna min bayni aydina wa min khalfina wa an aymanina wa an shama'ilina wa min fawqina wa min tahtina wa min kulli janib. Wadra'anna sharra shayatini wal insi wal jahan, my Allah. Protect us from jinn, jadu, nazar, sihar, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat and afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mot, my Allah. Allah, accept the itikaf of all those brothers set for itikaf in this masjid, all our masajid, in every nook and corner in the world, and our mothers and sisters who sat at home. May Allah accept the itikaf. May Allah give us mazid taraqi. May Allah hidayat, iman, tawfiq of amali saliha. May Allah. Ya Allah, make us see many more Ramadan with afiyat and good life and health and taqwa. May Allah and wara. May Allah. Ya Allah, provide for us halal and tayyib. May Allah. Every morsel we take, may Allah, whatever we consume, make it be halal. May Allah. create the asbab, ya Allah, to make things easy at the biyan. Nourish with only halal, ya Allah. Ya Allah, aapas mein ulfat o muhabbat paida farma. Ya Allah, the rancor, the jealousy, the malice we have, just, ya Allah, finish it, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we read in the Quran, before the jannati enters into jannah, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي سُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. Ya Allah, you remove the malice from his heart. So when the person is in jannah, he has no malice whatsoever. Ya Allah, make our hearts clean and pure. Give us a qalb saleem, ya Allah. Allahumma taqabbal tawbatana, waghsil hawbatana, wa ajib da'watana, wahdi qulubana, waslul sakhimata sudurina. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, give us a mawti al-Madina Sharif, balil jannat al-Baqi, the shafa'at of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hood, the kuthur, water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us in the jannat without any hisab kitab, protect us from azab of qabar, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. All the marhumeen, give them jannat al-Firdaus. Grant the family sabri jameel. So many widows, my Allah, it is difficult for them, ya Allah. You give them himmat and strength, my Allah. So many masoom children have lost their parent or parents, my Allah. Grant them the sabr jameel and himmat, my Allah. You protect them, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.